You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 291 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben, and we are ready to absolutely rock your face off and talk about some golf, some gambling. And what better way to talk about golf gambling than to start off with who provides this show for you? And that's BetOnline, the number one sports betting website in the country. Sign up today and get a 50% welcome bonus. Give them $100. They're going to give you 50% back, $50 back on top of that to play with. Phil Mickelson approves clearly.
And he approves any gambling websites whatsoever.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk a ton about it, but be sure to check them out and use the coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for that 50% welcome bonus. All the sports lines, sports betting, all the different sports, the different lines, props, they got it all, and they have an online casino that you can have fun with too. So check them out, Bet Online. It's where the game starts.
There's pre-game, there's pre, what am I, word I'm looking for? NFL football, preseason games, preseason games that you can gamble on that are going to be taking place all throughout the end of this week and into the weekend. And you can,
have you ever bet on a preseason game?
No, Phil would. I guarantee Phil, you he would.
Has it stacked to his chin right now.
He would slap it. He would slap in a heartbeat. He would. The favorites, he wouldn't care. He's got his team. He knows what to do. Speaking of Phil. So, came across this. This was a tweet that was sent out by Joel Beal. And this guy, Billy Walters. By the way, this is genius, this guy plugging his book, because I'm going to probably go buy it so I can read all the BS that's in there. Because if he's just giving us this and he said that there's better stuff in there than this, I'm buying the book. I'm sorry. I'm at least finding a copy online that somebody's pirated that I can just scan through and at least look at some of the sheer stories that he tells about Phil Mickelson. But it says Phil Mickelson made over $1 billion in bets. $1 billion.
With a B.
That's with a B. That's not a million. That's a billion. And attempted to gamble on a Ryder Cup that he was playing in. This took place September of 2012. He said he called me. This is from Billy Walters. He said he called me from Medina, just outside Chicago, site of the 39th Ryder Cup, and he in the United States and Europe. And he said he was feeling supremely confident that he, led by Tiger Woods and Bubba Watson and himself, was about to reclaim the cup from the Euros. So he was confident, and he wanted him to put $400,000 down on the U.S. team.
Took that loss on the chin. We lost in Medina, did we not?
It gets better. He says, "Have you lost your effing mind?" That's his response to him. He says, "Don't you remember what happened to Pete Rose, the former Cincinnati Reds manager, was banned from baseball from betting on his own team?" He said, "You're seen as a modern day Arnold Palmer. You'd risk it all for this. I'm not going to be a part of it." So he wouldn't do it. He said that was nothing for Phil to bet $20,000 a game to be a long shot on a 5-team NBA parlay. You imagine that? Hey, give me that 5-team parlay, 20 grand. Hey,
he saved Phil $400,000 for that because he may have been feeling supremely confident, but wasn't that the big, like, that's the one where they came back so far and, like, destroyed us in singles and won.
And Poulter made that. He did that whole thing where he did, you know, on the front of the green. Yeah, that's the one. We all remember it. So here's my thing, Kyle. Is it okay to bet on your team?
Why not? I think it's
not okay to bet against your team because then they can say that you're throwing a game. Yeah. But why is it ever, if gambling is legal wherever you are and you're part of a sports club, because this is going on with football right now too. They're getting on these guys are getting suspended in the NFL for betting, for using the FanDuel sites and that kind of thing and betting on their team. But they're betting to win.
Yeah. Like, well, here's my thing with golf. They're betting on the rounds, like amongst the groups.
Yeah.
Like, they gamble. That's exactly. They gamble during the thing. What's the difference?
Yeah.
The golf part, I don't understand why golf betting is I really don't understand what the big deal. It's like this is a big gotcha story against Phil, and like I don't think it's that bad at all. Like they talk about these numbers. Oh, X amount of times he bet 100,000, 110,000 to win 100,000, and it's like, well, that's like not that big a deal for him. He's made a ton of money. That's like me betting 110 to win 100. Like it's when you look at the comparison of incomes and wealth and things like that, it's really that like Michael Jordan, people like he bet just ungodly amounts of money, but like a $100,000 bet for him is like maybe $100 or $1,000 bet for us. Like it's just not that big a deal. I other than the sheer number, which is comical, of bets that he bets in a year, or daily or whatever, I feel like they're really trying for a gotcha type thing, and it's not really. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that big a deal. I want to just read the book or watch the documentary because I feel like the stories could be fantastic.
That's the only reason this isn't a gotcha thing for me. I was impressed by the sheer numbers. I told you that before we came on. I was like, this is impressive. I mean, that's the whole reason I sent it to you. You mentioned that one. He bet $110,000 to win $100,000. He did that a total of over 1,100 times. This wasn't just the one time. On 858 occasions, this guy kept really good records, it sounds like. He bet $220,000 to only win $200,000. The sum of those 1,973 gross wagers came up to more than $311 million. He bet
Wow.
over $311 million to basically win $2.9 million.
It's incredible.
But he's,
Well,
that's the thing. When he gave these numbers, it does sound staggering. You know what he didn't throw out?
his
How many
one.
did he win and how many did he lose?
Yeah. Like,
He didn't go over.
yeah, exactly. Like that doesn't mean he lost $1 billion
Yeah,
betting.
that's what everybody's reading. When you look at comments and
Yeah.
stuff, everything that's under, everybody's like, well, no wonder he's got money trouble. And I'm like, he doesn't have money trouble. Like
This is proof that he doesn't.
he literally, yeah, this is proof why he doesn't have money trouble. He has this kind of money to be able to gamble away. And so I find it funny because I forgot what his tweet was. Somebody said something about him and his money, and they tweeted at him. Well, he responded to him and he said, yeah, I really find it real tough to live off of $400 million. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. So, I mean, the guy's admitted he's got $400 million in the bank or in assets or somewhere. He's got it, mixed about like his financial guy. So I'm like you, when they say this is a gotcha moment, yeah, the numbers are ridiculous. I mean, in 2011, he made 3,100 bets, an average of nearly 9 per day. On one day in 2011, June 22nd, he made 43 bets on Major League Baseball, resulting in $143,000+ in losses. So that's the only time he mentions the loss, because he
Here's
was
the
just betting
crazy
on baseball.
thing.
He was, what, you think he was sitting around drinking wine and doing like I told you when I get on that blackjack table at, and
Yes.
he's just texting that guy while he's sipping. He's like, yeah, go ahead, put another 100 grand on that one.
This is what's crazy to me. If you think about like, all right, so he plays golf. When he's playing golf, like you got those times where it might be hard to place bets. Then they don't have sports like every single day. So I mean, like, so you're there's like some incredible volume of bets that can go on like in a given 24-hour period to get to these numbers. Like it is kind of, it's like he bet every single game. Like one day he would bet every single game that was going on that day just to see what would happen.
I absolutely love it. And he made at one point in time over 7,065 wagers on football, basketball, and baseball in 1 year. So, I mean,
7,000.
that, yeah. So even if those are a dollar a piece, I mean, that's 7 grand right there. So, I mean, you got to think he's, even if he's doing $100 a piece on those, and he's not, he's doing
Yeah.
way more than that. And so I
It's
am with
three
you
bets
on
a
this.
day.
Usually you and I take opposite polar ends of something. This guy came out with this. I still want to read the book or read the stuff online, like I said, that goes deeper into these numbers just because of how impressive it is. I'm probably more impressed with this than I am of, oh, what a turd. Like, I don't think he's a bad person because he did this.
No. And I
I
have
think
no
that's what
issue. I have no issue with him betting on himself. I really don't have any issues with anybody betting on themselves. It's the, it's like you said, the shaving points, betting on the other team type stuff where I have issues. But when you just bet on yourself and then you go out and win, that's no different than what he does on the golf course when he's playing. They're betting in between each other. Like there's no difference whatsoever, in my opinion, anyway.
You just saw it on the Netflix series when JT and who was it? He was playing. Oh, it's Spieth. He was playing with Jordan Spieth, and that's how we got the idea of playing Hammer. They were playing, like, they were betting right. That was on television. That was being recorded right there. Like, they were doing it live.
Now it was a practice round, but I'm still saying they definitely do it during the tournament too. There's no doubt they got to. Like, you get back to your little Nassau at the PGA Championship. Like, sure they do that. Hey, Tiger, I got you front, back, and overall, $1,000. You know, there's no doubt they do that kind of stuff. So I don't necessarily have a problem with that at all.
No, because some of them have even let that leak where they've said before, well, I had something on the side with so-and-so, so I'm glad I at least beat him, or something like that. Like, they would say that, you know, they've said that on various, not during the post-round interview, but they've said it later in, like, podcasts and stuff like that, where they would say, hey, walk me through that day. And he was like, well, I really had to pick it up because, I mean, I had a little something on the side with so-and-so. And matter of fact, I was listening to one thing, and the caddies are just as bad as the daggum players. During the round, the caddies start betting on their player.
That's worse. That's more gambling than the players gambling, in my opinion. I can't wait for this book to come out. I'm actually get the audio version and listen to that one. I'm excited.
I'm not gonna pay for the book for sure.
No, I'll pirate it illegally.
I'm not gonna contribute to Phil's habit.
There you go.
Because he's probably getting – I mean, that guy probably had to give him a cut of it to be able to use his name and all that kind of stuff in there. So I'm not going to – I'm going to do it free so that way he doesn't use part of my money to go gambling on the Arizona Diamondbacks so that when they play a doubleheader and he bets on one guy to go 5 for 5 in the game. Something stupid.
No doubt. So speaking of numbers, let's talk big numbers. And that's going on right now at Bad Birdie, is big numbers of dollars that you can take off of your order. They're having a 40% off end of season sale. It's automatically applied at checkout. You know what that means? You can throw that dad's 15 on top of it and take off another 15%. Stuff's going fast. They got a lot of polos, pullovers from this past season, hat. They got a hats. Shorts, things like that. Tons of stuff in the category. Tons of sizes still left. So go load up. It's going to automatically take 40% off at checkout. Then throw Dad's 15 on top of that and take off another 15%. So big, big time savings. And they still got some really good stuff. I already loaded up my cart to hit the checkout here as soon as we get done with this. So I'll have me some new Bad Birdie stuff coming. So check them out. Bad Birdie Golf. It's where fashion is. I don't know. They're awesome.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
They're great. All right, Ben, what's the most you've ever won and lost gambling on the golf course?
Okay, so I have two stories to tell you on that, on the one part, because I told you, and I still don't know the name of the game, and I still don't know the rules of the game. I just know that if you can birdie 9 and birdie 18, there's no way that you lose money. And the reason I know this is because, and he listens to this pod, he's gonna text me after he watches this pod and tell me the name of the game. And they've tried to explain it to me 50 times, but my buddies that live in Haleyville, Alabama, I'd go play on some weekends with them, and they're big into gambling out there on the golf course. And they were like, all right, you're on my team and we're doing this, this, and this, and this. And I was like, okay, just let me know what I owe people at the end, because I never understand this. I've never lost money doing that, but I have had somebody hand me, which scared me at the time, because this is when I was young and like fresh out of school and didn't really have a lot of folding money at all. It would hurt if I had to give this away. But all of a sudden this dude comes over and gives me like $700+ after the round. I'd birdied 9 and birdied 18. And that was when I got like real worried, got like scared, because I was like, okay, so if I'd have lost,
what would have happened?
When I had to take an ass beating out here on this golf course because I didn't have that kind of money stuffed away at 22, 23 years of age, that like in my pocket, you know, just walking around. I didn't have that. And so that's the most I've ever won. Most I've ever lost. I think I got down. I think I did have to pay somebody like $250 before.
Yeah.
I think that's the most I've ever. It was over $200. I don't remember what the total was. Plus I was. That's probably why I lost. I think I was drunk when I was paying it, but I had to go to the ATM. I didn't have enough money in my pocket to give it to him.
Yeah.
That was pre-Venmo too, by the way. Now if somebody owes you that money, you're like, hey, bub, you're not leaving that easy. Go ahead and shoot that to me on Venmo.
Hit that double tap.
That's right.
Get the money one. You can make it private where your wife doesn't see, but we're going to go ahead and get that sent over. No.
You can make it private until I screenshot it and share it on social media.
Yep. What about, so for me, I've probably $250 is probably the most I've ever won. Nothing big, like I just don't bet a ton of money. I don't get in a lot of games where they're just incredibly high stakes. And I've probably lost $100, you know, something like that. I just don't gamble huge amounts. And typically the groups I play in were also even. You may your big wins, you're winning $20 or $30. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like nothing crazy. So those type of numbers are just outrageous. Like to think about betting hundreds of thousands of dollars would just make me sick. But what about just like a regular sports bet? I got a
phone. Well, I got regular sports bets where I've done like this was pre-bet online before we had it, but when I used another company online, I had a thing where I probably the first of the season I'd put like $1,000 in the account, and by the end of the year I had nothing left, lost every bit of it by the end of the season. So I mean, I was up and down throughout the year, but at the end of the year, by the time I think by the time Major League Baseball started, I was done. And so I essentially threw that money away. Like I lost that. And then in Vegas when we went and family was with us and like my grandmother gave us all like $500 to go gamble with, I think that lasted 20 minutes with me.
Just burned.
That was the fastest day of getting to the pool that I had all week that we were there. So she was like, here you go. She's like, go have fun. And it would have been smart for me to stick it in my pocket and just go sit at the pool instead of going over that blackjack table and 20 minutes later walking away empty handed.
So I got kind of a funny story for biggest amount won. Okay. So I was getting down to where you were, where I was like, you know, I was down and I was ready to just, you know, get finished game. Like I'm done. I'm done. And somebody came up with a term, flatlining. Okay. Where like, that's where you, so if you got a hunt, you put $100 in your account, you got, let's just say 40 left. You bet all the, just your whatever you have left in your account. It's called flatlining. So we got this thing where we're like, all right, we're done. It was during the NCAA playoffs or NCAA basketball tournament. And we're like, we're just going to, this next bet, we're just going to flatline it. And then the next bet we do, we're going to flatline it and we're going to do it three times. And if we go,
this was a dumb decision. Why did you do that?
No, it ended up, we hit three in a row. And I think the first flatline was like $50. And then it was obviously 100. And then it was 200. So like, those are the biggest amounts I've ever won. That was a funny story. And then I got up big one time and I actually made an uncle of mine worried about me because of the amount that I bet. But I was up probably, I don't know, $300 or $400. And we were on this group text and we were live betting an NFL game and some crazy things happened for one team in the first half that kept them in the game. And we knew they were going to get absolutely obliterated in the second half. So we were going to pound the opposing team that was catching all the bad breaks on a second half line. And I think I put like I put my whole account. I was up. So I think I was up like $350. So I think I put the whole thing on. I screenshot it and sent it to the group text. And so like my uncle is on there and he calls my dad and he's like worried about the influence that he is. Like, he's like, am I a bad influence? Like, well, it makes me, I'm just sick to my stomach. These guys are betting this amount of money. And I'm like, look, I would never bet that amount unless I was up that amount. But
right.
I never will forget that. I think Mark Sanchez got the start like late. It was after the butt fumble for like the Redskins or something. And like some crazy stuff happened and the Redskins were in the game. We're like, Sanchez is going to blow this. There's no way. So we pounded the other side and they absolutely destroyed them in the second half. It was like the most easy bet ever. But then lost. I mean, I've lost like you cumulatively over a season, you know, $500, but like on one single bet, you know, maybe $100 here or there. So like, but the thing is like, that's where like you got, everything's got to be relative. So like, it's probably no different than what Phil's doing with his level of income. So,
You and I, he said it, he's got 400 million in the bank. And I don't have 400 million in the bank.
Correct.
So, but yeah, that's, yeah, does it suck when I lose $20 on a game or when, you know, if cumulatively when I lost 1,000 over the span of about 7 months? Yes, that did suck. But that's kind of what he's doing. He's doing the same thing and just watching the numbers. I will say this. I'll tell this story real quick. One of the funnest things that ever happened when they used to still race dogs at Shorter, we'd go down there every now and then. And I was with a group of buddies. And one of my buddies who got like you got up and just decided – okay, well, I'm going to just do something stupid here. He ended up hitting a three-dog parlay that he picked him to finish first, trifecta. Second, and third. He hit the trifecta, and he walked out of there a few thousand dollars richer. I think he ended up
– If you hit that right trifecta, you can take – you can $1,200 easy.
Oh, it was more than that. Like, it was one of those ridiculous – like, we came back to Auburn, and I – it was one of those things where he said, you guys are drinking on me tonight. He said that since y'all came down. So he paid for all the drinks the rest of the night. And, we went to hang out with him. Cause he ended up walking out of there that night with like $6,000.
It's Shorter. They don't even run dogs anymore. Do they?
No, you can go upstairs though. If you got a real problem, like some people do, and they got those horses on the TV.
Oh yeah.
You can lay it down, baby. You can get you a good steak and get you an ice cold beer and just sit up there and have a good time.
With little Orange Park dog track, Orange County dog track, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Absolutely love it. Look, guys, from now on, we're probably going to do a lot more pods. I think we've got the scheduling stuff figured out. They're probably going to be a lot shorter, which is great. We're not drawn out for 45 minutes to an hour.
Right.
Good drive time to and from work. But I think we got it nailed down. So expect a lot more content, a lot more pods from us talking about stuff like this. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it. I think my golf game is back and we're going to talk about it. I'm playing this weekend. So we'll see. I think I'm back. I'm just going to go ahead and say, I think daddy's back.
You guys hit the message button because Kyle, I'm supposed to play in a tournament with Kyle and he's not doing his best to get out of a previous engagement.
Jury duty.
Anybody got any tips on how to get out of jury duty? Because Kyle needs
to get out of jury duty. Like, I don't even want to go to the call, like the first one. I did jury duty 4 years ago. Okay. I was there. I was faithful. I did it. I don't want to do it again. So if you got any tips on how to get out of it, just let me know. And hopefully nobody sees this as making the decisions if I can be there or not.
That's why I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
It is what it is. Anyway, y'all have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon. It's episode 291 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod, and we're always
stroking. Always stroking.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.